The sands whisper sacred sounds. This beautiful, lush, northeast Florida coastline, and in particular, Amelia Island, was culturally and ecologically rich and originally inhabited by the Timucuan people. Now, the Timucuan developed significantly advanced horticulture, elaborate spiritual rituals, and extensive trading with neighboring groups. The white sand dunes, the freely available red bay trees, and other natural foods supported the indigenous people and animal life. Archaeologists estimated a population of approximately 150,000 Timucuan people in 1513. War and epidemics devastated the Timucuan villages, and the population declined to 3,230 people by 1689. By 1700, there were only 200 indigenous people left. Amelia Island, Florida's northernmost coastal sea island, has a complex history enriched by voices echoing the people, the cultures, the folklore, and the harsh realities of life in this war-torn tropical reserve. At Amelia's north end, the port of Fernandina had been a major point of entry for the transatlantic slave trade. For more than half a century, Africans were enslaved and held captive on land that produced the prized crops of Sea Island cotton, indigo, and other valuable agricultural products. Even after the importation of captive Africans became illegal in the United States in 1808, Spanish-controlled Florida continued to provide safe harbor at Fernandina for ships carrying human cargo. When threatened with interception, ship captains did not hesitate to toss their living contraband into the sea. Fernandina celebrates its heritage of piracy and rebellion, but it must not be forgotten that Amelia's legacy is also rooted in the stories of the African Americans whose stolen lives fueled the Southern economy.